March. It's a time of transformation. In sports, it's a time for tournaments. A time for the overlooked underdog to transform the history of their sport. Whether it's a program achieving new heights.
Loose puck, they clear it, it's over! AIC has done the improbable!
Here comes McGregor in over the line on the left wing side. Trying to throw it out in front, they score! In one of the biggest upsets, maybe the biggest, in NCAA men's hockey history.
Or fans witnessing the never before seen.
20 point lead. And the greatest upset in the history of this tournament is going to happen. Shock and awe in college basketball.
Records were meant to be broken. What's in a record, anyways? It tells us about the past. What has already been made inevitable. It tells us nothing about today or tomorrow. Those are like books yet to be written, journeys that have yet to begin. It's why we play the games, why hope always springs eternal.
This is how legends are made.
A record is not just a time capsule. It provides us our destination to transform defeat into victory. The Storm have etched their history at the rec level.
The Saratoga Storm are your 2024 MS Tournament Champions.
Now they will try to level up in the Rec Plus division at this year's Stick It to Brain Tumors Tournament, where they will meet familiar juggernauts.
2-0 is your final for the Mustangs. 3-0 is your final for the MS Tournament. Defending champions Saratoga Springs go down to the Mesa Mustangs. The score is 4-0 for the Mustangs. Another shutout. It's not about how to play hockey. It's not about putting plays together. It's about figuring out what is the deal with the Mustangs. Why is this the team that always spoils us?
But also be introduced to new challenges like the two-time tournament champion Chicks with Sticks.
Please, it's getting rough out here, Eddie.
The journey to history is long, but it begins with a single shift.
Draws right in front of the net. Shot, score!
Davis to Vuvan in the slot. Vuvan fired. Goal!
Where doubt must be transformed into belief.
Taylor Welch coming out of the box at the blue line. Here's Welch, shot on net.
The
Storm have to be feeling good about their performance this game.
Game one of the Brain Tumors Tournament between the Storm and the Mustangs begins next on the Stormcast.
Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of the Stormcast. Today we're coming to you from the M&T Bank Center for Game 1 of the Brain Tumors Tournament. I'm your host Eddie Abraham. With me as always is my stats man, Andrew Novotka-Cross. Andrew, welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. I'm pretty excited for this Rec Plus Division Tournament this year.
As am I. Now, I know we only have 45 seconds left before the buzzer ends the warm-ups. Both of these teams are looking amazing. Do you want to quickly tell us what's going on with the tournament? Who's here? What does it look like so far?
All right, we're going to go over the tournament rules. So we have 3 12-minute periods in this tournament. A win, if you win the game, you get 2 points.
Okay.
1 point each for a tie.
Mm-hmm.
If you win the period, you get 1 point. If you tie the period, you only get half a point.
Right.
And there's 5 maximum points available each game.
So same same point rules as the MS tournament.
Right.
Yep.
And the difference is there's only going to be one goal limit per player in this tournament.
Okay.
It's not the case for the MS tournament. Looking at some other rules here that I found interesting, minor penalties are going to be 2 minutes each instead of the minute and a half. Major penalties are going to be 5 minutes. Game misconduct are 10 minutes.
And we don't see many majors or game misconduct.
If any player gets out of hand and gets 3 penalties in one game, they're removed from the game.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on certain players who shall remain nameless.
Now, the Mustangs won the Rec Plus championship game last year. They actually won
That's
it
right.
in a shootout, 2-1 over Westchester. And this is going to be overall, it's going to be a tough tournament for the Storm, but the opponents they're playing against.
Yeah, so just briefly, it's because they're in the Rec Plus division, right? This is the first time they've played in the Brain Tumors tournament in this division.
Right.
It's a huge step up for them. And they're starting off against their arch rivals, the Mesa Mustangs.
Right, and we know a lot about them, but the game tomorrow night during the nightcap, they're playing against the Chicks with Sticks, and they've won this tournament 2 times, and they made 3 championship appearances.
Okay. Yeah, so I think what we're saying is that we need and we expect the Storm to really step up in this tournament.
rise to the occasion.
Because the top teams in this tournament overall, their points percentage, I mean, even the Chicks with Sticks, their points percentage is 606.
Wow.
So you're really going to have to get more than half the available points in these three games to have a shot to get into the championship game.
Storm, traditionally a very high-scoring team. We've got our favorite offensive players, Welch and Dross, taking to the ice right now. It looks like DuPont's going to wing for this line. We are missing Vu Van tonight, and of course,
and Mariah Heddle. But Mariah Heddle will be here tomorrow for the doubleheader.
Right, and I think Vu Van will be back this weekend as well. So the team really did bring as many players as they could. We've also got Bolak and Kat Casella coming down from D to try to raise up the level of the game a little bit. Puck is down on this first period, and the clock is ticking. Mustangs off to a good start, taking possession in the Saratoga end. LaFrançois digs it out of the corner there. A nice little steal by Mateko Conti. Trying to send it up the boards here. Finds a connection with Dross. Welch trying to catch up with Zerwinski in the neutral zone, but Zerwinski finds a nice cross over to Cohen. Nice job by DuPont there, fighting in the boards with Cohen for the puck, getting it down ice, but sent back the other way by Bengalmaki. Great work by Crafting at the blue line, getting the puck out into the neutral zone. Cross ice to Zerwinski. Zerwinski off the boards to LaFrançois. LaFrançois dishes down into the corner. Casella chasing. DuPont trying to finish the job. Nice deflection there. Good attempt by LaFrançois in front of the net to deflect that pass back onto net, but it just went wide. Crafting got it up to Welch. Now Welch carrying it over her own blue line into neutral territory. Cross. A little give and go over to Dross, dished up into the corner. Dross puts it on net, but no one there on the blue paint to pick that up. Now we got a bit of a breakaway opportunity here for the Mustangs. Nice hustle by Moulton and Jensen, pushing Hepler all the way across the ice into the boards there, spoiling that offense. Jensen rims it up the boards to the point. Falter holds the zone. Down to Hilton. Hilton puts it on net. Nice positioning by Bengalmaki there, trying to pick up the second attempt, but it went wide. Rimmed up around the boards to the point. Balter sends it back down. Hilton in the circle. Jensen, nice stick by Jensen there, spoiling that setup by Hilton. Back up to the top of the zone. Balter, stick handling. Alfonso challenging. Dish down into the corner there. Moulton bats it away from Hilton. Up the boards to Emerson. Emerson working her way up the zone. Over the blue line. Tried to get it through the skates of Balter, but Balter got in the way. Balter taking her time in her own zone there. Great forecheck, active forecheck from Amy Alfonso there. Moulton tried to take a snapshot from the point. Deflected off some skates. Good second attempt by Amy Alfonso there. Clearing attempt intercepted by Moulton. Moulton cross-eyes to Jensen. Jensen through the neutral zone finds Emerson. Emerson over the line. Pass down to Alfonso, intercepted by Sally Sutko, one of the most dangerous players on the Mustangs. Jensen tries to carry it from point down to the circle. Moulton couldn't quite hold the zone. McDonald, with a sneaky little move, just bats it right past Jensen. Sutko shot on net, save by Boyd. Brunner tried to get the clear, kept in. Now it bounces into the neutral zone. Emerson trying to chase down Zerwinski, cross ice. Back up the boards into the neutral zone. Into the Saratoga zone. Grabbed by Jensen, sent back the other way. Gibson, stick to stick with Brunner. Brunner manages to spoil that dump attempt. Crafting, bats it off the boards, finds Emerson. Zerwinski slides in and steals the puck right off her stick. Zerwinski looking for a nice pass down to Gibson, but it went through her skates and over the goal line. That's going to be icing, and we'll have a faceoff back in the Mustangs' end. That was four solid minutes of play without a whistle.
Yeah, a bit of a slow start in terms of shots, but a lot more defensive zone time for the Storm.
Dross taking this faceoff to the left of Rivera, the goalie for the Mustangs. Bengalmaki collects. Mateko Conti picks up this cleared puck in the neutral zone, taps it over to Krepting. Krepting bats it back. Mateko Conti behind her own net. Up the board. Zerwinski holds the zone. Zerwinski cross ice. Oh, nice work finding Kahn right in front of the net, but Kahn couldn't settle the puck in time to get a shot. Great defensive work by Krepting. Rims it up the boards here. Mateko Conti is going to pick up the slack, try to clear. Held in by Zerwinski. Great job by Zerwinski holding the zone for her team. Gibson, stick to stick with Casella. Casella goes down. Krepting goes down. Gibson trying the wraparound. Nice work by Casella getting down, extending that stick and blocking that wraparound attempt. Balter trying to go through multiple defenders there. Gets tied up, loses the puck. Mateko Conti tries to bat it off the boards up to the top of the zone. Dross finishes the job. Now she's going to get a chance to chase it down, but Kahn gets there first. Dross is going to be hungry on this forecheck here, trying to rip the puck off of Dross. Boliak in the corner trying to get the puck off. Kahn loses that puck battle, and now the Mustangs are back on the offense. Here comes Gibson over the line, right around Moulton. Deflected the puck into the corner. Centering attempt there, intercepted by Dross. Boliak off the boards. Maybe looking for Dross, but Dross crossed behind her looking for a change. Fresh legs on the ice for Saratoga. Welch trying to dig this puck out of the corner. Cross centering pass there to Alfonso. Alfonso really tried to get that on net there. Another attempt by Alfonso to get that on net. Just caught up in the stick of the defender. Jensen, backhand down into the zone. Oh, can't seal the boards. All the way back the other way. This is going to be an icing. That's a whistle. 5 minutes and 55 seconds left in this game. No score yet. And we'll have a faceoff back in the Mustangs' end.
Shots on goal right now are one apiece.
Yeah, like you said, kind of slow on the shots front. Right now it seems to be a real possession battle. Maybe both teams are starting to warm up. Here come the Mustangs over the blue line on the offense. Tangled up in the corner there. Saratoga's going to come out with a puck. No, into the corner. Shot on net. Wide. Backhand into the boards. Welch there to pick it up. Nice diagonal through center there, but just past the stick of Alfonso. Mustangs are going to go back on the offense. Picked up by Mateko Conti, ripped around the boards. Welch again, trying to get that outlet going. Held in by Sutko and Zerwinski. Sheila playing back up there. One more time up to Welch on the boards there. Another diagonal pass there, looking for Alfonso. They're having trouble connecting from the board to the center on that outlet. There we go. That's a nice connection. Alfonso coming over the blue line with a pass from Welch from the circle. Shot on net. Zerwinski had her stick in there. Deflected that shot wide. Nice hustle from Jensen coming from center ice down to the blue line with speed. Now into the zone across the blue paint. Welch trying to get her stick in there. Alfonso backhand on net. Jensen stuck deep. Put that puck right on net, covered up by Rivera. That was a great sequence. It started with Jensen coming off the bench into the zone with speed, first guarding the puck at the blue line there, keeping the play alive for her team, carrying it deep, finding multiple good passes onto net. Good pressure from Saratoga on that offense. Dross now behind the net with a nice centering pass there, deflected out. Jensen shot on net, save. Dross backhand through center. It's sitting there right in the slot. Now here comes Moulton. Moulton and Balter in a foot race. Balter looking for a nice pass. She's going to elect to shoot. Score! Snuck it by the pad of Boyd for the first goal of the game. 4 minutes and 8 seconds left, and it's a 1-0 game for the home team. Shots picked up in that last couple minutes.
Yeah, just a bad breakaway.
I saw her looking for that pass, and I thought Balter was going to try to make that connection with her teammate, who was also coming into the zone. But then I think she realized she had a really good opportunity. And I think maybe Boyd also was expecting the pass. just a little bit out of position. One of those, it's one of those shots where it just snuck by the pad on the left-hand side between the pad and the post. There wasn't a lot of room for that puck, but it found its way home. Here comes Gibson now. Casella trying to get tangled up there succeeds. Gibson could have had a really dangerous moment there. Casella comes away with the puck from that battle up to the boards. Emerson on the boards trying to get this clear. Gibson, strong stick there, just bats away the stick of Emerson, forcefully reclaiming that puck. Bengalmaki finds Francois. LaFrancois over the blue line. Crafting getting mixed up there, trying to make that hard. Here's Sheila from the top of the zone. Shot on net, intercepted by Kahn. Kahn tried to backhand it on net there. Loose puck over to Bruner. Bruner up to the point. Gibson sends it back down diagonally. Off the boards is Casella. Emerson trying to finish the job, but Kahn guards the blue line for a team. Casella's going to have to pick this up, look for another outlet. She finds Bruner. Bruner deflects it up into the neutral zone. Here comes Dross. Dross trying to work her way around Zerwinski. Dross, backhand, deflected off the stick of Zerwinski. Batted back into the neutral zone here. Krefting is going to try to send it back the other way. Oh, weak backhand by Krefting. Intercepted by Gibson down to Jensen. Jensen up into the neutral zone. Collision between Amy Alfonso and Balzer. They both go down spinning. Moulton picks up the loose change in the neutral zone there, but Alfonso was offside. We got a whistle with 2 minutes and 43 seconds left in this first period. Things are definitely picking up. Score currently 1-0 for the Mesa Mustangs. Alfonso, Boliak, and Mateo Conte on this forward line here. Alfonso centering the line, took the face off. Nice job by Jensen, getting the puck around the forwards, back into the neutral zone here. Puck battle lost at the blue line. Sent back the other way now. Moulton is going to have to collect it deep in her own zone. Moulton off the boards to Boliak. Boliak tried to clear, kept in by Balter. Heroic work by Balter there to keep that puck alive for her team. Really strong work by Moulton behind the net there to win that puck battle. Mateo Conti now trying to get it out of the zone. Hilton down ice. Nice interception by Jensen there, sends it back the other way. Alfonso makes her way around one, two defenders. Some nice stick handling there from Jensen to get it into the zone. Mateo Conte trying to take a shot on net from the boards. Bounced off the skate of Hepler into the corner. Nice body work by Jensen guarding that puck. Puts it back on net. Balter again blocking that shot. Alfonso now guarding the blue line. Sends it diagonally into the corner. Mateo Conte, oh, couldn't get to that puck in time. Balter swept in. Balter behind her own net trying to clear this puck. Alfonso, deflection shot on net. Covered up by Rivera. Very dangerous moment there. Bouncing probably, puck, great
probably
eyes.
Probably their best opportunity of the day so far.
Yep. They keep putting the pressure on like that. They might get the goal they're looking for. Only a minute and 21 seconds left in this period. Faceoff in the Mustangs end. Suko and Dross at the line. Dross gets the better half of that. Bouncing puck picked up by Krefting at the blue line there. Saratoga loses possession. This turnover leads all the way back into the Saratoga end. Krefting and Suko fighting for the puck in the corner now. DuPont wins that puck battle, gets it out. Oh, Sheila swept in and stole that puck away from Dross. Shot on net now. Here's another shot on net. A wide open, two wide open shots. Bubu and Suko both had opportunities on the rebound. Great job by Diane Boyd moving east-west there. Another bouncing puck. Here's a shot on net. Pad save and then swept away by the stick. Sally Suko almost had another opportunity. Ripped up the boards. Welch now. Finds a nice connection to Dross. Dross in the neutral zone here, trying to find cross ice. Connects with DuPont. DuPont fighting for this puck. Gets it down to the top of the circle there. Finally intercepted and won back by the Mustangs. Krefting picks it up in the neutral zone, fires it down deep. Sutko's got time now. Sutko just holding on to that puck to kill the last of the period. Mesa Mustangs are going to head to the second period with a 1-0 lead. They should be happy with that. But I think Saratoga also has reason to be happy with how the game is going so far.
Yeah, it was off to a pretty slow start, and in terms of the shots, it stayed pretty even throughout the first period. The shots on goal were, it was a 4-4 tie. Shot attempts, the Mustangs had a slight edge, 7-6, and the high danger chances were one each. But obviously, the scoreboard is what matters, and they're down 1-0. A little more defensive zone time in the first period.
Mm-hmm.
About 5.5 minutes of zone time for the Mustangs, and about 3.5 minutes of zone time for the Storm.
Gotcha. So that also means that they're spending a lot of time in the neutral zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's my impression of the game as well. I think we're doing a lot of battling for the puck. I don't think that either team has sort of come out really on top with clean possession, clean connections yet. I did notice some struggles. There's this set play that the Storm have where the puck comes out from behind the net. Welch is waiting on the boards to pick it up, and then she's going to try a diagonal pass to her center. That connection between Welch and Alfonso, I've seen that miss at least two times, although they have connected in other places, not off that set piece. So I'm looking for a little bit more of that, a little bit more good passing between these two teams. I think both of them could do a little bit better on that front. Alfonso, Emerson, and Bruner making up this line here, coming out to start the second period. Gibson on. And looks like LaFrançois for the Mesa Mustangs. Jensen collides with Croton. Croton goes down. Here comes Kahn. Nice little stick by Jensen there. Spoils that breakout attempt by Jensen. Oh, but she turned around. Kahn was right behind her, waiting to pick that puck off. Bruner tried to dish it down low, but it bounced off the stick of Gibson into the neutral zone. Now we're back into Mustangs territory. Alfonso trying to chase this puck down in the corner. Rips it up along the boards here. Kahn to Gibson. Oh, Moulton tried to block that outlet, but Gibson gets past her with the speed. Gibson, again, one of the most dangerous players on the Mustangs team. She's got speed. She's got puck handling. Really worked her way around Moulton there. Shot on net there from Gibson on the half wall. Went wide. Mustangs working this puck in the zone. Pitching wedge from Kelsey Jensen. Gets it back into the neutral zone. Just turned around by Zerwinski. Moulton up the boards there. Finds Emerson. Emerson cross ice to Bruner. Bruner coming over the blue line. Couldn't quite hold that puck. Sheila picked up the loose change. Moulton in the neutral zone there, defending for her team. Emerson cross ice, again intercepted by Sheila. Sheila now coming through the neutral zone with speed over the blue line around Jensen. Looks like Zerwinski's going to get called on an offside there. New skaters
coming on.
Not to mention,
it's already 1 point for the tournament for the Mustangs because they won the first period.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Every period counts. Saratoga took a change, and we've got a fresh Storm front on the ice for this faceoff. Hilton wins that one. Loose change picked up by Saratoga. Casella off the wall into the neutral zone there. Halter picks it up. Casella back into the corner now. Casella backhand up the board to Boliak. Boliak. Matejko Conti now in the Mustang zone. Matejko Conti shot on net wide. Oliak getting tangled up with Kepler there. Casella guards the zone for her team. Dross below the net. Nice pass from Dross onto the blue paint there. Just failed to connect with Matejko Conti. Oliak and Matejko Conti taking up residents right on that blue paint looking for their opportunity. But the Mustangs get it free. Casella off the boards looking for a connection with Boliak, finds it. Boliak backhand to Dross. Dross takes it over the line. Held in by Croton. Over the line. Hilton to Bengal Maki. Crafting now in her own zone, trying to defend against Bengal Maki. Hilton from the circle shot, intercepted by Casella. Casella turns and burns behind her own net. Up the boards, finds Boliak. Boliak can't quite get it over the line. Oh, here she goes. Wins that puck battle against Hepler. Got tangled up and was maybe looking for a call. No, it's actually Boliak who's going to go to the penalty box for that hooking call.
So we're going to get our first penalty kill of the tournament for the Storm. Now, on the season, they've been perfect.
What's the line between hooking and holding? I felt like maybe you could have equally called that as holding on Hepler. Shot on net. Nice save by Boyd there. Wide open shot from the low circle. Another shot on net. Low angle. Another shot. Boyd trying to cover that up, but the puck was loose on the blue paint. Sutko guards the puck at the blue line. Jensen with possession, trying to get the clear. Bounced off the skate of the Mustangs, and it rolls into neutral territory here. Alfonso on the offense here, challenging Sheila. Sutko, Welch. Welch now also on the offense. Welch tips it forward. Nice position in the low slot there, but Alfonso couldn't quite get there in time. The entire Mustangs team had to come back on the neutral zone there. A little bit of coordination there. A little bit of a coordination issue there. Boo-Boo was still over the blue line as the puck rolled out. We'll have an offside call 52 seconds into this penalty.
Minute 8 left on the power play from Mustangs.
Dross wins the faceoff at the offside circle there, gets it over the line. Croton takes possession in the neutral zone, coming back. Nice work by Crafting there. Crafting backhands it out of the zone. Dross putting pressure on Balter here. Saratoga doing a really good job at this point. Oh no, here comes Gibson. Gibson all alone, shot on net, pad save by Diane Boyd. Emerson there tried to clear, blocked, held in by Zerwinski.
Can't get away with too many of those breakaways on Gibson.
No, you definitely can't. Amazing work by Diane Boyd to see that play. Nice clear by Emerson here with only 20 seconds left. Mustangs might get one more chance. Here comes Gibson. Pass up to Kahn in the neutral zone. Into the zone clean. Kahn from the circle. Cross ice to Gibson. Shot on net wide. Nice connection there between those two. Great playmaking. Good clear by Emerson out in the neutral zone. Here comes Boliak out of the box. Stick to stick with Kahn. Shot on net from Boliak. Wide. Emerson in the boards now. Chips it forward. Dross is going to get a chance on this from the circle. Dross turns around. Shot on net. Ramped up off the stick and into the breadbasket of Rivera. Yeah, I think that was a pretty good penalty kill for the Saratoga Storm. They were aggressive on the forecheck when the puck was back in the Mustangs' end, but they were pretty good about coming back and blocking off the shooting lanes, disrupting the passes of the Mustangs in their own zone. There were a couple chances for the Mustang, a couple good chances, including that breakaway by Gibson. We didn't love that. But Diane Boyd keeps it to a 1-0 game. So with 6 minutes left in the second period, it's still 1-0, and the Saratoga Storm have now killed a penalty. Welch now with a big shot ramping up off the stick of the defender over the net. Jensen holds the zone for her team. Shot on net, stick save, Rivera. Don't mind that at all. DuPont trying to win this puck from Hepler. Hepler gets it over to Hilton. Moulton now in her own zone, cross ice to DuPont. DuPont fires this clear shot way over the line. That's an icing call. We'll have a face-off back in the Saratoga end and a shift change for Saratoga. Mustangs also putting fresh skaters on the ice for this face-off. Drossin Sutko at the dot to the left of Diane Boyd. Sutko gets that puck over to her teammate on the boards. Croton from the boards, shot downtown, connects with Sutko. Sutko tried to turn around, Crefton got in the way. Zerwinski from the boards with time coming in, shot on net, rebound, Sutko, goal. Second opportunity for Sutko, made good on that, found the open side of the net. Good first save by Diane Boyd, but bounced off the stick right to the waiting Sutko.
Just a signature Mustangs offense there. Fire a shot on net, get a good rebound opportunity, and put it in the back of the net.
Yep, definitely. 5 minutes and 21 seconds left. 2-0 is the score for the Mustangs. I got to say, Saratoga also needs to do a much better job on the back check, challenging those forwards as they're taking possession in their own zone. Zerwinski had a ton of time on the boards there to find that connection, to make that shot. Sutko with another centering pass there. Rebound picked up by Crefting. Crefting can't clear the zone. Zerwinski came rolling in from the neutral zone there with a hot stick. Knocked that puck right off her. Casella turns and burns behind her own net. Carries it through the circle, trying to make it out of the zone all by herself. Finally finds that forward pass over to Emerson. Emerson carries it over the line. Gibson from behind there. Sweet little pickpocket off of Emerson. Ooh. Jensen collided with McDonald. Tons of sticks flying around Diane Boyd. Good save.
That was another
wraparound attempt.
Another breakaway attempt by Gibson.
McDonald heading to the bench, looking a little bit rough. Teammates checking on her. That was a really hard fall. Jensen guards the zone for Saratoga. Carries the puck deep off the half wall. Looking for a centering pass there. Spoiled by Sheila. Ripped up to the point. Moulton trying to chase this down. And look at Khan. Look at the speed. Both of them racing for that puck as fast as they could, but it did reach the goal line first. We're going to have an icing call on the Mustangs. And 3 minutes and 26 seconds left in the second period. We'll have a face-off to the right of Rivera.
The zone time has been fairly even so far this period, but now the Mustangs lead the shots on goal 10-6.
Mustangs win that face-off in their own zone. Hepler goes down, got tangled up in the skates of Casella. Casella and Crefting getting their messages crossed there. Back up into the Saratoga, and Casella's going to have lots of time with this. There's the pressure from the Mustangs, but Casella finds a good connection to Mateo Conte. Mateo Conte, big clear all the way over the red line. The red line, the blue line, the goal line, icing. Another icing call, and we'll have a face-off back in the Saratoga and to the right of Diane Boyd. If you're just joining us, there are 2 minutes and 58 seconds left in the second period. The score is 2-0, and crucially, one of those goals for the Mustangs came during this period, which means they're on track to win another point.
And that would put them up to 2 points to start the tournament.
Dross wins that faceoff there, back to Moulton. Moulton looking for the pass up to Dross at the top of the zone there. Dross couldn't quite settle it. Comes off her stick and onto the stick of Balter. Balter pinching. Draws back in from behind her own net, trying to get this puck back up to the top of the zone. DuPont to Dross. Dross up to the line, held in by Balter. Great work by Balter, rushing to get to that puck to keep this play alive for the Mustangs. Centering pass there, intercepted by Moulton. Loose change over to Dross. Out into the neutral zone now. Falter and Welch in a race for the puck. Falter gets there first. Turns into the boards and comes back the other way. Pass through the stick of Dross. Finds Hepler in the neutral zone. Jensen, DuPont hustling to get back. Cross-ice connection from Hepler, intercepted by Dross, back into the neutral zone. Hepler guarding that puck with her body. Pushed into the boards by Dross. Dross trying to get this puck into the Mustangs zone. Zerwinski comes in with a stick and pops it back into the neutral zone. Ripped up along the boards by Jensen. That's over the goal line. Icing. 1 minute, 39 seconds left in this period. You can tell Saratoga's under a lot of pressure. They're rushing some of these clearing attempts.
I haven't gotten that sustained zone time yet in this game.
Yeah, I'm seeing that as well. Zerwinski shot from far away. Emerson manages to get the puck over the blue line into the neutral zone before she crashes into the boards. Cross ice, Brunner. Brunner downtown to Alfonso. Alfonso in the zone, trying to bring it downtown. Strong stick from Zerwinski. Alfonso shot from point, just wide. McDonald trying to carry it out of the zone. Casella can't hold the boards. Casella racing back, picks up this puck in her own zone. Krefte now trying to get the puck out. Succeeds, back into the neutral zone, but it's Sally Sutko with the loose change. Manages to get the puck up to Engelmaki. Ripped up along the boards. Behind the net, it's Casella who collects. Casella off the boards. Trying to find that connection to Alfonso. Succeeds. Alfonso gets a nice diagonal pass just past Emerson. 40 seconds left in this period. Puck is all the way back the other way. Casella now coming up through her own zone. Pass to Jensen. Jensen back diagonally through the neutral zone here. LaFrançois, Emerson in a race. LaFrançois gets there first. Puck is in the Mustangs' end, but it's the Mustangs with possession as the clock ticks down on this period. Nice work by Jensen getting that puck around McDonald. Looking for Brunner. Brunner to Alfonso. Alfonso shot on net just wide. Gibson trying to collect this puck. Hold it and burn down the clock. It was covered. We got a whistle, and we're going to have a face-off in the Mustangs' end with only 2.1 seconds left. What do you think? Is 2.1 seconds enough time to score a goal?
Oh, yeah. If you get a good face-off draw and get a quick shot off.
It's Alfonso versus Gibson at the dot to the left of Rivera. Puck is down. That one won by Gibson. And that's the period. 2-0 the score for the Mesa Mustangs, the home team, as the second period winds down. Crucially, one of those goals came in the first period. That's a point. The second goal came in the second period, so that's also a point. Now leading 2 points in this game.
Yeah, the Storm are going to have to find some way to win this period and somehow win this game or possibly tie it to get a point out of that. The stats after two periods of play, the Mustangs are winning the shots on goal 10-6. They're also winning the shot attempts 15-13. But the Storm are winning the high danger chances 5-1. They're just not capitalizing on it.
That's fascinating. Yeah, I mean, we've seen them working really hard down on the blue paint, getting rebounds, trying to make second attempts. Rivera's obviously good, but Boyd is also good. So I don't know what to really make of this so far. I mean, I'm surprised to see the shots so even and the scoreboard to sort of not reflect that, you know?
And the zone time, the offensive zone time and defensive zone time were pretty close to each other for this period. So a lot of neutral zone play in the second period.
I'm not quite seeing the connections that I want to see. The passing is still a little bit sloppy.
What do you think Kathy Davis is telling to her team right now heading into the third period?
I think she's reminding her team that they know how to do this. I think she's probably reminding them that they're a high-scoring team. They're an offensive team. They know how to make pucks go into the net. And I think that they just need to settle down. I mean, no surprise that they're working hard today. And they have a history with the Mustangs where they know that the Mustangs are going to come out and play hard. But the Storm know that they can play hard too. And they got to bring that game. Draws the faceoff dot, wins that one against Hilton. Mustangs pick it up in the neutral zone, dish it down into the corner. Jensen tries to collect for her team. Backhand up the boards. Bolak worked around by Hilton. Shot on net there by LaFrancois. Wide. Behind the net there, up on the boards, picked up by Mateo Conte. Mateo Conte gets it into the neutral zone, but it's Sierwinski who collects. Jensen Moulton rips it back the other way. A little bit too much pepper on that one. Cross the goal line. And we're going to have an icing call. Dross. Welch. And Bolak, I believe, on the ice. Oh, shot on net there. Quick ran off the faceoff. Mustangs rip a shot from the slot. That's their third goal of the game, their first goal of the period. They're off to a strong start with 11 minutes and 25 seconds left in the game. Mustang can sit pretty now, knowing that they've, so far at this point, they have won every single period. Sergey Storm looking for four goals to get back into this game now.
Again, you can't be giving up breakaways, and you can't be giving up shots in the slot like that to the Mustangs. They're just too good.
That was such a quick sequence, too. Mustangs back on the offense already. Casella trying to connect with DuPont for that outlet. Saratoga got the message now. They are getting mixed up with every single Mustang stick. They do not want to give them any more chances. Nice outlet pass there. Welch to Alfonso. Alfonso struggling to push this one by Croton. Boo-Boo picks up the loose change in the neutral zone here. Crafting tried to get stick-to-stick with Boo-Boo, but Boo-Boo got her way around her. Casella shot on net, centering pass there, intercepted by Crafting, kicked away from danger. Alfonso trying to get this puck out of the zone to Welch. Welch just couldn't quite turn around and get that shot or get that pass out of the zone. Finally, they work their way out of the zone. Alfonso is going to try to collect this puck. Collides with Balter. Balter gets it back downtown. McDonald puts the puck into the Saratoga end, but it's Crafting who finds a connection with Welch in the neutral zone. Now, Welch couldn't carry it across the line. Gibson works her way around Welch, then around Moulton. Finally stopped by Jensen. Jensen, that big clearing attempt there off Sheila's skate all the way down into the corner of the Mustangs' end. Nice job by Hillary DuPont sealing the board, keeping this play alive for her team. Low in the slot. Oh, Jensen couldn't hold the zone. Sorry, that was Moulton. Moulton couldn't hold the zone. Jensen chased after that puck. Back up into the neutral zone. That's a tough one. If Moulton had been able to hold the zone there, that would have been a good sustained offense for Saratoga, but it just squeaked past her skate somehow. Huge clearing attempt there by Gibson. That'll be an icing call. An unusual, under pressure, bit of a panic clearing attempt there from the Mustangs. They must have been feeling it.
But like you were pointing out, the reason why the Storm haven't been getting any sustained offensive zone time is that second pass that will get them out of the neutral zone is just not connecting.
Yeah, it's not connecting. Moulton up to Emerson, trying to get it over the line there. Banked off the skate. Hilton. Jensen swinging stick gets it back up over the center line here now. Jensen and Bruner battling with a couple of Mustangs in the boards. Bruner goes down. Bruner slow to get up here. Jensen goes down now. Shot on net there, right on net by Gibson. Good job by Diane Boyd. Oh, wow. Clearing attempt there, blocked by Zerwinski. Put it right back on net. Boyd had to make a second save. Alton turns and tries to clear it again. Hilton blocks it again. Hilton, staring pass there, intercepted by Jensen. Alfonso looking for Dross. Walter gets in the way. Sends it back the other way. Walter getting tangled up with Hepler. Hepler trying to come through the circle there. Hepler works her way around Moulton. All the way around, wraparound attempt. Nice block by Dross there. Jensen over to Emerson on the boards. Emerson back to Jensen in the neutral zone. Jensen over the line, trying to control this puck. Sweeping sticks from Mustangs, trying to get that puck off her stick. Amazing job by Jensen holding the zone there. Gets it back down, but her team had already retreated back up ice, and there was nobody to pick it up. Sally Sutko picks it up for her team, sends it back the other way. That's going to give the Mustangs time for a change. Alfonso gets a little bit mixed up with Boliak there, and Boo Boo picks up the loose change. Shot on net. Sutko, dangerous shot on net there. Nice diagonal over to Amy Alfonso. Alfonso couldn't settle it, and Zerwinski picks up the loose change. Casella in her own zone. Nice job on the puck handling from Casella. Gets it forward. Zerwinski, strong stick in the neutral zone, sends it back. Clearing attempt by Boliak there. Past the stick of Zerwinski. That's going to be icing.
Well, the big difference so far is that the Mustangs have almost 2.5 minutes of offensive zone time this period. The Storm only have about a minute of offensive zone time.
Yeah, that tracks. The Mustangs have just been upping their possession game also, like all game. The other thing that I'm seeing is that the puck is so much stickier on the Mustang sticks. I'm seeing more connection now between the Storm players, but I'm not seeing the puck stick to the stick. Well, backhand on net there by Gibson. Nice save by Diane Boyd. Gibson goes down on the blue paint. More sustained offensive zone time from the Mustangs. Casella, trying to work this puck up the boards. Welch with a nice connection. Oh, just past the stick of DuPont. DuPont is going to turn and burn here, trying to get down ice. Alter gets there first, spoils that offensive opportunity for the Storm. DuPont tried to find a pass behind the net to Welch. Moulton from the point, shot on net, deflected away. DuPont on the boards. Jensen now. Jensen backhand, coming down the boards. On the half wall there, collides. Stays on her skate. She's playing way deep now. DuPont and Welch battling for the puck behind the net there, but it's the Mustangs who come out on top. Here come the Mustangs through the zone. Nice coordinated offense. Gibson, LaFrancois, centering pass there, just passed behind LaFrancois. Gibson goes down, getting tangled up with Moulton. DuPont now coming through the neutral zone. DuPont collides with Kahn. Both of them stay up. Big forward pass here to Gibson. Oh, Gibson couldn't quite collect. She had all the time in the world. She was all alone. Here comes Moulton back the other way. A lot of 200-foot play happening right now from one end to the other. LaFrancois sneaks this puck off the stick of Welch. Heroic job by Casella keeping this play alive for her team. Oh, can't quite do it. Hilton. It was Hilton got that puck over the blue line. Restarted the offense for the Mustangs. Crafting in her own corner, off the boards, up to the point. Emerson. Emerson. Stick to stick with Hepler. Hepler reverses. Boliak in the neutral zone. Big shot from the neutral zone. Oh, Rivera covered it up. Oh, opts to play, actually. Olak with a shot from the neutral zone. Emerson put that shot on net. Low angle. Swept away by the stick of Rivera. Krefting tried to turn that puck around, but it was intercepted by Hepler. to Hilton in the boards. Hilton to Hepler behind the net. Nice job by Casella foiling that wraparound attempt there. Pitching wedge over the stick of Casella. Boliak picks up the loose change there. Nice pass from Boliak to Emerson. Oh, Emerson tried a cross ice connection to a teammate. It was intercepted by Balter. Boliak to Emerson just there was the best pass I've seen from this team all game, and Emerson did an amazing job of catching that pass. Nice backhand from Gruner, clears the zone. Boliak also trying to work the puck down ice off the body of McDonald. Gruner, nice cross ice to Emerson in the zone. Emerson tries to backhand it onto net, intercepted by Balter. Clearing pass up to McDonald. McDonald up the zone. Great work by Dross guarding the zone for her team, keeping this play alive. She'll dish it down into the corner now, and Emerson's going to chase. Emerson and Balter stick to stick. Balter comes out with it behind her own net. Emerson, persistent, pushes Balter into the corner. Balter rips it up the boards. Moulton tries to guard that board with her own stick for the team. Here comes McDonald through the neutral zone there. Challenged by Jensen. Stick to stick. There, behind the net. Dross trying to dig that puck off the post. Jensen off the boards, intercepted by McDonald. Finishes the job, gets it to Bruner. Bruner over to Moulton. Moulton to Emerson. Emerson trying to take her time here to find a good pass. Boo-boo. Journeyman's work trying to keep this play alive for her team succeeds. Here comes Sutko. Sutko in the circle. Centering attempt there, blocked by the skate of Jensen. Another centering pass here to Zerwinski in the high zone. Shot. Nice save by Boyd. Ubu down below the goal line. Finds a pass up to the slot. Here's Zerwinski again. Shot. Deflected. Sticks flying. Boo Boo looking for the redirection. Nice save by Boyd. Zerwinski again from the top of the circle to Sutko. Sutko in the slot. Shot on net. Backhand. Wow. Two Mustangs players right on the blue paint there. It took a second for Jensen and Moulton to figure out what was going on, but they did manage to get in there. Quick stick from...
Yeah, the Storm were just hemmed into their own end there.
They were hemmed in for sure. Only a minute and 30 seconds left in this game. 3-0 is the score for the Mustang. Storm have to find some sustained offensive zone time. That'll be an offside. On Saratoga, we'll have a face-off at the blue line. A lot of back and forth there, trying to battle that puck over the line. Olak centering, or taking this face-off. Olak wins that one over Alfonso. Great job by Alfonso sweeping in to the zone. Oh no, here comes Gibson. Gibson and Casella. In a foot race there. Here's Gibson in the zone. Shot on net. Nice pad save by Diane Boyd. That was great work by Casella beating Gibson to that puck. But the outlet pass was again intercepted by the Mustang defenders. LaFrançoise shot on net. Bounced off the skate of Diane Boyd, who's bouncing on the blue paint there. Crafting managed to get her stick on and get it out of the zone. Casella now behind her own net, trying to protect this puck from LaFrançoise, finds the outlet to Alfonso. Alfonso manages to get it over the blue line, but it's Croden who picks it up, passes it to her teammate, and we're back into the Saratoga end. Here's Gibson at the top of the zone. That was maybe, was that an offside?
I would think so.
I didn't think so either. I thought Gibson was in the right spot there. We did get a whistle, and we are having a face-off at the dot, so that was an offside, I guess. Hilton wins that, gets it back to her teammate in the neutral zone. Dross, sweeping stick, punches it forward. Hillary DuPont racing along the boards there to try to pick up that puck, beaten in the corner. Nice work by Jensen, knocking that puck out of the air as it was on its way out of the zone. Dishes it back down into the corner there. Dross trying to find that nice centering pass there. Again, great work by Jensen at the point. Nice work by Hillary DuPont there, keeping that play alive for her team, but it's not enough. Even with that last bit of sustained offensive zone time for the Saratoga Storm, This game is over, and the score is 3-0 for the Mesa Mustangs. All of those points very efficiently earned. One goal in the first period, one goal in the second period, one goal right at the beginning of the third period, and they win the game. That's all 5 points then for the Mesa Mustangs.
This is the very first tournament game for the Rec Plus division, so the Mustangs are in the lead with 5 points. Storm get a big goose egg in the first game, not very good. The final stats, Mustangs win the shots on goal 19-6. They win the shot attempts 27-14. And the Storm somehow win the high danger chances 6-3, but obviously they couldn't capitalize on any of their high danger chances.
Couldn't make hay out of those opportunities. Now, very importantly, the Saratoga Storm also won penalty minutes. They had two more penalty minutes than the Mesa Mustangs. Good job to Boliak for winning that penalty. Yeah, tough game, very difficult. I mean, I think this team should be proud of the way that they played. They did hold their own for most of this game. Third period, maybe a little bit more lopsided, but we knew this was going to be a challenge for them. We knew that they were up against a team that kind of has their number and has been a thorn in their side all season long. Would have been nice to see them walk away with at least half a point, but yeah, that was not in the cards for them today.
And the key stat of the game, since we were tracking zone time, the Storm spent a little over 16 minutes in their own defensive zone.
Okay.
They only got 10 minutes and 46 seconds of offensive zone time, so it was pretty lopsided.
That does tell you the story. Yeah, it's interesting to contrast that with the high danger chances, like the fact that the Storm actually had more high danger chances with fewer zone minutes, I think is an interesting observation.
They just couldn't finish on their high danger
chances. They just couldn't finish,
today.
Yeah. Well, if you had to pick one player today that you thought was a real standout, who do you think it would be?
That's a tough one. I would say Jensen was making a lot of good plays when they did get it in the offensive zone. Mm-hmm. When the Mustangs were trying to get it out of their own end, Jensen maintained the play at the blue line.
Yep.
I thought she did a really good job with that. And I thought Hillary DuPont,
so much hustle,
was really good with the outlet passes from Dross.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there were a few connections that I saw that were really good, and that was one of them. The other one that I did see develop eventually was that Welch and Alfonso connection. It took a while for that to warm up, but they did get some good passes. And I also want to call out Christy Dross. I saw Christy Dross doing great work down behind the net. I think some of the times when she is most on, you're seeing her collecting behind the net and finding nice passes from behind the net into the slot. And I did see her looking for those and trying to make those chances happen. But again, just not seeing the stick-to-stick connections that I think we really want to see.
Although this will require some more sustained offensive zone time,
yeah,
I would really like to see them try setting up Taylor Welch when she sets up in her office down low. I feel like if they get some passes down to Taylor Welch, she can take some shots on net.
Yeah.
But of course, if you can't sustain your offensive zone time, then you can't really do that.
I think when we talk about Saratoga being a high-scoring team, I think when they're on, they're on. And when they're on, you see that cannon from Taylor Welch is really firing, you know? And we didn't really see that much this game. Like, I don't think that she got as many opportunities to put pucks on net. I don't think that she was getting the passes that she needed in the zone, like you said, in the office. And I missed that. I wanted to see more shots from her.
Yeah, the only three players that could register a shot on goal tonight, Kelsey Jensen led the way with 3 shots on goal, Christy Dross with 2 shots on goal, and Amy Alfonso with 1 shot on goal.
Yeah, we didn't mention Amy Alfonso earlier, but I guess we did in connection
with the
outlet
passes. She had the best opportunity of the night, right?
But she did. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, and she was also, she was really active on the forecheck, and she was really trying to put pressure on the whole time. Like, when they were on the offense and they were in the zone, Amy Alfonso, more often than not, was part of that equation.
And obviously, no Vuvan tonight. She will be here tomorrow for the doubleheader, but if you could keep Taylor Welch off the shot total, I think you have a really good chance at winning, and the Mustangs obviously capitalized.
Yeah, definitely. So that's what we're going to be looking for a little bit more tomorrow. We're going to be looking for more passes, more connections, stick to stick, and we're going to be looking to find that. We're going to be hoping that Taylor Welch gets a chance to use that cannon. All right, That'll do it for us today. Thank you so much for joining me today, Andrew. Always love having your stats in the booth. Thank you so much for doing the extra work of getting the zone time. I know that that's like your octopus man.
Yeah, it gets very chaotic, but you know, especially for this game, it's interesting to look at the disparity in the zone time.
Yeah, I think that really it's tells informative. The story. No, for sure. It definitely adds a whole new layer, which I really appreciate. So thank you, as always, for reading my stats, man. Thank you for bringing the offensive zone time to the equation. Thank you to the Mesa Mustangs for hosting us at the M&T Bank Center. Thank you to the organizers of the Brain Tumors Tournament. Thank you to the Saratoga Storm for letting us cover this game. We really love doing it. And most of all, thank you to you at home for listening. We will catch you on the next one.